Okay, today is part four of the Haggadah, Tashnayin Beis. Today, most of the things I'm going to tell you are shorter ideas. Yesterday we had longer ideas, today we'll do some shorter ideas. Just some collection of things that I found to be very interesting. Let's start with the kittel. Why do we wear a kittel? We discussed this. There are 100 reasons why we wear the kittel. So the Ramah and Tuf Reish Yud Seif Dalet, I believe, mentions the meaning to wear the kittel. And basically we wear the kittel. Pashas, it's kedusha. The it's a holy night. The ikar mitzvah of the seder is, of course, the sipur, the children, the sipur, but the mitzvah deraisa of achila is only on the matzah. And when we recite the matzah, the nusach is gilui shechina. I mean, I think this is the simplest reason. Matzah zo shanu oichem al shumo al shum shlahispek b'tzekom shalav seder l'hachmetz ad shenigla aleihem melech malchei hamlochim ha-kodesh baruch hu ge'olam. But people make this mistake. They think, what do you eat matzah? Ask the average person, what do you eat matzah? Oh, we eat matzah because it was bread. It was the crackers. That it was slave food. It was easy. It doesn't digest well. And it was good for slaves. It was cheap. And that's why we eat matzah. Okay, that's true. Someone who's more advanced will tell you, oh, because they didn't have a chance. They did not have a chance to bake their bread until... They were driven out of Egypt. They left in haste. They didn't have time, less than 18 minutes. So that's why we eat matzah. It's true. As pasuk of the Torah, we discussed. We had the first day a whole drush of the significance of matzah. It's the hapichu. It's the two sides. But when you read the Haggadah and you say Kol Mishloi Amas Shloi Shemil Veschul Yosli Chavasi Elohim Pesach Matzah Ma, when you say matzah, it's very different. Matzah zo sha'anu oichem al shuma al shum shlei hispik b'tzeikam shel avaseinu lahachmitz. The bread did not have a chance to rise. Add what? How would you finish the sentence? Until we left.
Yeah.
Right? That's not what it says. Ad shenigla aleihem melech malchei hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu ugi olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to the Jewish people. Gil ugi olam. And happened to redeem us. And redeemed us. But the word golam is one word. Here it's an elaborate expression. Shenigla aleihem melech malchei hamlochim. Melech malchei hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Haggadah emphasizes gilui shechina. There wasn't enough time for us to bake the dough until HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself. Gilui shechina, this is serious business. It's a very holy, when we reenact Yitzias Mitzrayim, Chayiv Odom Laharos Esatzmo Kilu Hu Yatzom Mitzrayim, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to you on the night of the Seder. That's serious business. Okay, so it's very understandable why we wear a kittel. I mean, this is Yom Kippur. This is greater than Yom Kippur. We're coming over here to a period of Gilui Shechina. You want to make sure you are wearing your holy garments at this moment in time. All right, that is probably the most basic, simplest reason why you wear a kittel. Okay, then we discuss other reasons because there's an association between Yom Kippur, between Pesach and Yom Kippur. There's a lot of Torah, and then we also associate Yom Kippur, Pesach, with Tisha B'Av, and Tisha B'Av is a time of death, of Misa, with Maski the Yom HaMisa, Tachruchin. Okay.
That's a big stretch.
It's not the point I want to make. You're right. It's a stretch. There's something I saw that which captured my attention. It's a Jewish. I saw this in the one of the commentators' Haggadah. They are excellent Haggadahs. Anyone wants to get a good Haggadah? Rav Yitzchok Sender. He's a very big Talmud Chacham. He wrote many, many Svarim in English. The commentators' series. There's a lot of Svarim on Shabbos, on the Seder, on Pesach. His Haggadahs are superb. Filled with Yesoidos, written very well, simple, to the point. If you want a good Haggadahs, it's Kedai.
Seriously, what audience does he...
Everyone. His Haggadah has something for everyone. It's one of a kind. It's very. You can be fooled by the simplicity. Agadah, there's so many Agadahs, but his Agadah is jam-packed with Yisoidos, Halacha, Agadah, Lomdis, stories, humor, everything there. He has at least three Agadahs, so it could be he has more. At least he put out, and then he has on other things. He has on Yom Neroim, he has on Chanukah, and he has on Purim. All of his stuff is fantastic, but the Haggadahs especially, they're really one of a kind. So I saw there this idea, I thought it was a wonderful idea. What is the Iker Mitzvah of Sipa Yitzias of the Seder? It's the Higadah Levincha, it's to teach the children, Chinuch Habanim. The Seder is the foundation of Chinuch Habanim, of the Higadah Levincha Bayama Huleimar. The minute Tver Kittel is teaching you that when you Mekayim this Mitzvah, put on a kittel. It should make an impression on you the importance of the mitzvah of chinuch habanim. People think, wear a kittel, get married, that's important. When a person dies, he wears a kittel, he's buried with a kittel. Yom Kippur, Yom Hadin, you wear a kittel. What other mitzvah is on that level where it is so awesome, it is so holy, it is so important, it is so integral, it is so dangerous, you have to sanctify yourself with the greatest degree of sanctity before you approach the mitzvah. Chinuch Habanim. Chinuch Habanim, what the responsibility, what are you trying to accomplish, is on a level that cannot be described. And therefore, put on the kittel before you begin to approach this mitzvah of Yigadah Levincha Bayom Huleimar. I found it very powerful. Okay. It's a good word for Mechanchen. Okay, let's go now to another idea.
Why do people, I even hug people who are in the veil first year, they don't put on a kittel?
Okay, that's true.
So you take your reasoning.
I am Panim Tara. You don't want to compound din with din. It's hard enough to deal with the Avelis. It's the trauma of Avelis is hard enough to put on the Tachrichim, to put on a kittel. It can be too much. Some say that's why you don't say Yiskar. Some don't say Yiskar the first year, because it's too much. There's a limit to how far a person, you can ask of a person to focus on his situation.
So there, Kibri also, an Avel would not put on a kippah?
I'm not sure. I don't know the Minhagim. There are many, when you're dealing with Avelos, it's a world to itself. There are many, many Minhagim, and everyone is different. You can't generalize, so I don't know. I heard that Minhag, and I've heard that many people don't practice that minhag also. There's some do, some don't. So again, it's something which is complicated. But let's go further. Okay, another idea. Here's another sure idea. Kol Mishloi Amar. We have this idea in statement in the Haggadah of Rabban Gamliel. Kol Shloi Amar Shloi Shadram Elu BaPesach Lo Yotzi Chavasu Elu in Pesach Matzma. Why all of a sudden, when it comes to these mitzvahs, do we have an amira that accompanies the mitzvah? When you go into the sukkah, you have such a thing, call me Shloi Amar on Sukkot. The reason why you're sitting in the sukkah, keep a sukkah, a shaf, is me, so on the shrine, lo yotze yidei chavasa. You have such a thing?
I've seen people.
Or people say it, yeah,
why
yeah.
Why they say it? I've seen brought it down that you dafka should.
Okay.
Think about it when
you should think. You're so nasty.
Tesvav,
okay, alright, but
ad
kidei kach to make a statement. Part of the nusach of the Haggadah, you have to say it. Kol Mishloi Amar ad kidei kach. When you take the dalud minim, Kol Mishloi Amar the samachta dechagecha. We know this. What's going on? Is I saw a very beautiful idea. I also saw this in a mitzvah sentence Haggadah from the Bnei Yisoscha. Nei Saska says we have an idea, a concept called Ein Kategor Nase Saneger. Why is that the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur does not go into the Kodesh HaKodeshim wearing the big day Zof? Why does he take off the tzitz, the choshen, and the ephod, and the me'il? Because there is gold. And Ein Kategor Nase Saneger, being that Bnei Yisrael, they worship the eagle has Zof. And now we're every Yom Kippur, we're trying to atone to some degree for the chait of the eagle has Zof. Ein Kategor Nase Saneger, the prosecutor cannot be the defense attorney. You have to have, that's the way it is. The Gemara asks the question, how does a person get married? He gets married with either Kesef Shtarbiya. Isha Niknes V'Shloshad Racham Kesef Shtarbiya. The Gemara asks the question, what about getting divorced? So the Gemara says, getting divorced, the Chas of La Sefer Kritzos, the Nosan, that he writes his wife, La Sefer Kritzos, get. There's only one way to get divorced. Marriage, you can get married three different ways. There are three different techniques. Kesef Shtarbiya. Divorced, there's only one technique. Shtar. It's the only way to get divorced. The Gemara asks, why can't you get married with Kesef? Because anyway, we're makish havaya, get divorced with kesef. Because as the Gemara makes a drasha, we're makish havaya litzi. We compare some of the laws of getting married are compared to the laws of getting divorced. So since we have a hekesh and we use that hekesh for many details of the divorce process, let's use that hekesh to compare to teach us that a man can divorce his wife by giving her money. Alimony, or maybe she'll give him money. Maybe they'll both give each other money. Somehow there should be a technique of money being used to sever the marriage in one way or another. So the Gemara says, "Ein kategor nasa sanegor." It can't be that the same device is going to be used to bring harmony and to bring division. Divorce, that's what I'm coming to in a moment. Divorce is division. It's obviously there's a problem of shalom bais. There's a problem here, so we have to have a divorce. Marriage is harmony. Ein kategor nase sanegar. Divorce is called the kategor. Marriage is called the sanegar. They don't go together. The Gemara asks the obvious kasha. What about shtar? But we find we use the same technique. Shtar is what creates marriage, and shtar can separate, can bring divorce. So the Gemara says, it's true, the paper, there's something called a shtar, but the words on the paper are different. The words on the divorce is, you are divorced, you are a free man, this is your sefer tachrichon, whatever it says there, it's the nusach of divorce. And marriage is, you are married to me with this piece of paper, with this shtar, harayat mikudeshesli, with this shtar. So the words are different, and it's not the same thing. If it's not the same words, it's not the same device, and that's why there's no issue of kategor nases nigor. When it comes to kesef, you know, it's not the words, it's the object, it's the value. The shtar doesn't have to be working with words on the pruta. It's the words that make the shtar. Kesef, the kesef is a pruta, has value. It's the kesef that's shafs kedushin. It would be the kesef that would create divorce. So that's kategor nasa negor. Shtar, different words. It's a separate thing. Yom HaKippurim, when you come to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, gold is gold. So the gold is on the forehead, the gold is on the gold here, the gold is gold. They worship gold, you're wearing gold. There you have an issue of in kategor nasa sanegor. So along comes the Bnei Yisrael and asks a very good kasha. How could it be that on Pesach we serve Hashem with the carbon Pesach? The Pesach was the Avodah Zarah of the Egyptians. And Chazal tell us that most of the Bnei Yisrael were oiv the Avodah Zarah. Mitchila oiv the Avodah Zarah. Hoyu avos seinu b'mitzrayim. We were idol worshippers. So how in the world can we use the carbon Pesach as a tool, as a device, as a means to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Ein kategor nasa sanegor. How can we use matzah as a way to serve Hashem? Why do we have matzah? Why was Yitzias Mitzrayim done in haste? Chazal tell us, if we would have delayed one moment, if we would have not left Mitzrayim the moment that we would have sunk to such a low level that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't help us. Moshe Rabbeinu could only help us to a certain point. And it was diminishing returns as we were going. It was getting worse and worse. So it's not a milah that we have matzah. Matzah, to a certain degree, emphasizes that we had to be plucked out. It was an emergency. Another moment, if the bread would have been given enough time to rise, we would have already stooped to such a low level, we would not have been worthy of redemption. So, ein kategor nasa sanegor. The matzah is a kategor on our tumah, on our low level. How could it be used as a tool to serve Hashem? So the answer the Bnei Yisrael says is that's what Rabbi Gamliel says. It's true. It's a big problem. Pesach and the matzah is a problem. But when you give the Pesach and the matzah words where you enhance Pesach she'anu oichlem al shumo. We're mekayim because we express that this is al shum she'posach HaKadosh Baruch Hu al bati avoseinu b'mitzrayim. We emphasize it's not the din Pesach because this was the idol of the Egyptians, but it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had compassion upon us and he passed over our homes. Asher posach al bati avoseinu b'mitzrayim shenema v'amarit. That changes the Pesach. When you take the matzah and you say she'gilui shechina, not the pshat that we were sunk in such a low level. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he revealed himself. We give time. When Mori had the Zelbazach, Mori, the reason why there was Mori was because we were sinners. You have to, I'm only giving you half-baked ideas. Mori, the same thing, is also a kategor of the Mori. Because the reason why Vayimori es Chayim, Avoy the Kasha, was because we got too comfortable. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to bring upon us the Shiva was because we were buddy-buddy. We were ready to assimilate with the Egyptian society. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to separate us by turning us into slaves, ghetto life. This is all the whole Torah.
I guess I'm trying to understand. Here it was a tzibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Take that dafka, I want to, so to speak, stick it in the Mitzrayim's face.
Right.
I'll take it. So if you have a tzibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim
chayim. So how can they such a question?
So what is Hashem? You have your question. HaKadosh Baruch, when it comes to the, you say yes, the same kasha when it comes to Yom Kippur. HaKadosh Baruch, who's the one that told us that you don't wear the big day zav in the Kadosh HaKadoshim? Hashem told us.
Right.
Why? Because Hashem told us in Kategor Nasanegar. So here Hashem is telling us Kategor Nasanegar. So the answer is no. If you focus on the fact that it's a carbon, that it's not Avodah Zarah, you're right. I want you to focus on another aspect. I am Pan Motara. It's true. There's no question that the Avodah Zarah, the Pesach was the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim. But there's another reason for the Karban Pesach. And the reason the Karban Pesach is Pesach al Bati Avoseinu. And if you'll make that the Ikur, you will inject this theme, this idea into your Karban Pesach. Mimela, that will be the Ikur. It has nothing to do with what happened to Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. It's also true. I am Panim L'Torah. There are many layers. There are many dimensions. But this is why it is essential. This is a beautiful idea of why it is essential in the Haggadah of the Shloisha Dvarim to inject the Shloisha Dvarim with an Amira. Because these three things, on the one hand, highlight our Chesronos. These three things, the Pesach, Matzah, Maror, really, we're saying, we're hanging up the white flag. Pesach, here's the Avodah Zarah. Here's the Pesach. You know what this is? I worship this. You know the Matzah? Because I'm a sinner. You know the Maror? Because I was like, I assimilated. It's a terrible thing. All of a sudden, you're wearing the kittel and you're singing Dayenu. This is Pesach.
The Maror, he says,
I don't know what this is about the Maror. I didn't see the Maror inside. What?
Wait, one thing at a time.
Yeah. How's the Maror? The Maror is the Maror. This is Drush. The Maror is the Avodim, the Inu Yosam could have been fulfilled in many different ways. This is not the topic I want to talk about now. But the why were we punished with Vayimar Eschim Avodah Kasha? It's because we were ready to assimilate. Things got to the point we got too comfortable in Egypt, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is Pasha, this is famous story, this is all over the place. We got too comfortable. The Avodim, the Inu Yosam Arba Mayashana can have been fulfilled in many different ways. It did not necessarily mean that it had to be bitter. And we got too comfortable. So what we're doing is tell your children, look, I worship this, I'm a sinner here, I'm a sinner there. All of a sudden I'm a tzaddik today. You have to inject. Call me Shaloi Omar Shloisha Dvarim Ilba Pesach Lo Yotza Yidei Chavasa, because Puntaker, it's Kategor Nas Sanegor. You have to focus on something different, something positive, in order to make the Ikur into something meaningful, that it should not be the Kategor. Yes, you're very disturbed.
I mean, some of the things you say are good. First of all, my first question was, by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur.
Wait, just a
second. The Kohen Gadol though has a mitzvah all year long to wear Shemona B'Gadol.
Yeah.
All right. And these are a positive thing, and it's only on Yom Kippur, where and the rest of the year we don't say the fact that the eagle was made out of
you
stone
asking,
is a problem.
You're asking,
and he's doing the avoda all year long. Is
you have to go on. You're asking a general question.
Right.
It's not related over
we
here
have
to
a
the
very special thing when he goes to the Kodesh HaKadosh of Yom Kippur at that time. And
so the Seder is also a very special time. It's once a year. It's also a special time. It's also a time of a special. Okay, I hear the question. Okay, we have to go on. Yes, yes, and yes, but yeah, but there is. You do hear the idea. There's something here. You have to work out a little more finesse, the details, but the idea is Bnei Sashar, some idea,
and also,
he's saying good. He's saying very
things,
good.
These other things are really not the Iker. All this thing that. It never spells out how the Jews were over there for the Zohar, whether they did other things.
Okay. I hear that. Let's go further. This is a very short idea. It's a cute little idea. Everything in the Torah is pardes. We know pardes pshat remesh drusoid. Right? Why is it called the Seder? The Seder. In fact, the Rambam, I don't know the end. The Rambam calls three things Seder. The Seder Haggadah. I don't know what the significance. This is just tangent. The Seder Haggadah, it's called the Seder. The Seder Yom HaKippurim, and the Nusach HaTzfilah is also called the Seder. The order of Tzfilah, the order of the Shemona Esrei, not our Sidur. The Nusach is Seder HaTzfilah. I don't remember the exact Nusach. There's an order. There are for whatever, but why? But in the Torah, we have four, interpreting Torah, expanding upon Torah. There are four different levels: pshat, simple interpretation; remez; drush; and sod. The letters seder include sod, drush, and remez, but there's no pay.
No pshat.
There's no pshat. Nothing about the seder is simple. Everything about the seder has depth, has meaning. There's something there. Don't take the Seder as a davar poshut. There is no pshat. Drush, sod, and remez. Okay, let's go to another idea. We have this idea of, we have in the Haggadah, another short idea of at psachlo. When we deal with the she'eino yodea lishol, the Haggadah tells us at psachlo. So what's the famous question? Why does it say at? It should say atah. But Baal the Seder Haggadah would not get an A plus for his grammar. if he took a grammar class in a good yeshiva, he would not be getting an A plus. There are many, many mistakes. Halayla hazeh, shouldn't it be halayla hazos? At psachlo, atah psachlo. Ribbono Shel Olam, if he took a course in grammar in one of the good schools here, they wouldn't give him an F. There are a lot of mistakes in Tanakh. I'm just joking. It's all part of the question. Why is it written like this? There's a reason. And then it brings out a beautiful idea, of course. But I'm just giving, it's just a joke. But the question is, why does it say at psachlo? It should say atop psachlo. So the answer is, famous answer, you got to be very gentle, like a woman. A mother can speak to a child in a very gentle way, so the she'eni de'alishol at, speak to him as a woman, as a mother would speak to her child in a gentle, feminine, delicate way. That's how you'll open up his mind and he will develop and mature and become a very great Talmud Chacham. That is very well known, correct? I'm sure you will heard that at some point in time. At psachla. Right, this time you've heard that?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll take another pshat. At psachlo, you deal with the shein de lishol. Doesn't know. Doesn't. Doesn't. The simple pshat. Could you hear this also? At is also can be read s, aleph tov s. What are you referring to? S Hashem Elokecha tira. When you have a child that does shein de lishol, doesn't know how to ask. He's ignorant, and you have to start from the beginning. Reishis chokma yiras Hashem. The beginning of chokma is yiras Hashem. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. You have to teach a child. Es Psachla. The original Haggadah didn't have Nekudos. Okay, so we are familiar at, but Al Derech Jush, it's es psachlo. Also, the Gemara says es comes to be marbe the father kibir avoim. And interesting, the whole agada is built. The whole agada is built on kibir avoim. It's hesebo. You have to ask for shus, and it's the child. When the child asks the father, there's a din of kibir avoim. She'edi elishol respect. Respect, honor, fear, es Hashem alakach atira, es slarabos, talmidei chachomim, es slarabos, I forgot the exact drashas, appearance, different interpretations for the word es, but any event, es Hashem alakach atira. Okay, let's go to another idea. Okay, this idea, I like, I'm going to another short idea, is fish. I told you before, I'm not a chassid, I don't have a rebbe. But among the Hasidim, from what I understand, there's a very big inyan to eat fish Shabbos. Dogim. It's Merame, it's Dogim, Yud Gimel. Dogim, Yud is in Dogim. Yud Gimel, different channels of Rachim, Yud Gimel Mechilim. It's an inyan Kabbalah, I don't know anything about this. But there does appear to be Hechra inyanim, very mystical things. They pass around. There's something very mystical. It's a big thing to eat fish. So the question is, how come by the Seder there are no fish? There is no inyan. We don't find dogim for your chosid. There's no fish by the Seder. What happened to the fish? This holy thing. What happened to it? There's no tish with giving out fish. Where to go? So you have to understand why is there an inyan to eat fish on Shabbos. So one of the approaches is because the mabul, the fish, were the only survivors. The only ones that did not suffer from the world, the only ones, the fish are miyuchas. In other words, there was the world before the mabul, and there's the world after the mabul. The world before the mabul was a pure world. It was the world that Hashem created in its original form, the way it was meant to be. It was a different world. They're totally different. We can't even relate to the way the world, even physically. There's a lot of Torah on this. After the marble, it's a different world. It's a class B. It's not the same. It's the fish. Every time you eat a piece of fish, that's the child of another fish. A grandfather, great-grandfather, that fish that you're eating has a great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather that goes all the way back to the world before the marble. The marble, the survivors were in the Teva. The Teva was not part of this world. It was taken away from this world and put back in the world. They came into a new world. They were not part of the old world. The only thing that is a channel to the old world, the pure world, is fish. And that's why when you're dealing with Shabbos, what is Shabbos? Shabbos is Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, right? There was day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, and Shabbos, Hashem rested. So when you want to commemorate Shabbos, how better can you commemorate the Sheshes Yimei Bereishis than with fish? There's nothing in this world that can be directly traced back to Maisa Bereishis other than a piece of fish. Everything else was destroyed, down to nothing, was rebuilt after the marble. People in the Teva were completely plucked out of this world, put on Mars, and then came down into a new world. Like we're like aliens in this world. We were not part of the original. But fish is the same thing. What do we do by the Seder? The main part of the Seder is Magid. Magid has the same letters as Dogim. 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 Same exact thing. What is the whole purpose of Haggadah? Vigata Levincha. The child asks the question, and the father tells the child. How does the father know the answer? Because the father wants to ask his father. And how did his father know the answer? His father. And where did it go back to? To Matan Torah. All the way back to the beginning, Yitzias Mitzrayim, to the their very beginning. Pesach, we're not coming to commemorate Maaseh Bereishis. Shabbos, we're coming to commemorate Maaseh Bereishis. When you want to go back to the 6 days of creation, you got to go with the fish. They're going to be our quantum leap. Right? Is that the expression? To go back in time? We're going to go back all the way to Maaseh Bereishis. They're our only connection. The only way we can leap back in time is through the fish. But when you want to go back, what is Yitzias Mitzrayim? It's not about Maaseh Bereishis. It's about Klal Klal Yisrael. It's about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Tavdunas Elokim al Har Hazeh. Where Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. 40 days later, He gave us the Torah on Har Sinai. So the same way we use fish to go back to the beginning, the Higarta Levincha, when the child asks the father tells him what his father, and that goes back to his father and his father, we are accomplishing the same thing you normally do with Dagim, and that's why Magid has the same letters as Dagim. Okay, let me tell you another part.
I have to go.
Take care. Chag Kosher v'Sameach. You don't need protection. Okay, that's an idea. That's interesting. I hear. Okay, let me tell you another idea. This idea is half baked, but there's something here.
Yeah. This Friday night?
Shabbos. L'chor they do. L'chor when you have Shabbos.
Seder?
Yeah, both. So it's a different type of seder.
I think
it's a different. You're saying something that's very mystical. A seder that occurs Shabbos is a different type of seder. There's no question that among the Hasidim, and the Hasidic Torah, it's a different type of Shabbat. Just like on Rosh Chodesh, on a regular Rosh Chodesh, you say Rosh Chodesh in Liam Chonosoto. On regular Shabbos, you say Tikkun to Shabbos. When Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh coincide, the whole nusach Ato Yetzarta. The nusach of Ato Yetzarta is the same as the same nusach as the Sholosh Regalim. There are parts.
Regular Rosh Chodesh, we also say that.
No, regular Rosh Chodesh, there's no similarity to the nusach of a regular Rosh Chodesh to the Sholosh Regalim. Almost nothing.
At all.
And all of a sudden, when the two coincide, it's not Pshat. Oh, it's Shabbos, which is Rosh Chodesh. The two together elevated to a whole, to mamish, to the Madrega of a Moed. To the Sholosh Regalim. Same thing. When Shabbos and the Seder coincide, it's a whole different world. It's not just that, oh, it's Shabbos and it's Pesach. No. When Shabbos and Pesach come together, you're dealing with a different type of Seder and a different Madrega. What is that? I don't know. He just asked that question, but you have to focus on that idea. That's a whole different idea. Okay, let me come to another. This idea I like very much, and there's a lot to discuss and to develop. And this is for you to think about and to develop. The minhag is on the Seder night, you bring out your best. You're supposed to put out your finest kalim, most expensive china, and most expensive. You turn on the chandelier once a year. You're supposed to do. You're supposed to use whatever you have. You're supposed to give it all you got. Why? What's the big deal? So the answer is because it's a zecher. There, I think Rabbi Mipanu says to V'Hashem Nosen as Chein Ha'am B'Yenei Mitzrayim V'Yashilum. When they left Egypt, they looted. They looted Egypt. The Egyptians gave the Jewish, oh, you're going? Let me give you my clothing. Let me give you a nice chandelier. Let me give you, take my Lexus. You're going to Egypt? You have an old jalopy. Take the Cadillac. That's what it says. They gave them the best. They gave them the best that they got. Can you imagine the modern day CS and Shrine? And leaving, the kids need some entertainment. So they take my iPad. Have the iPad for the children. Take the Lexus, take the Cadillac, whatever you want. Vayash Ilum. Try to imagine a modern day Yitzias Mitzrayim, what it would look like. Vashem Nosan Eschein Ami Einei Mitzrayim Vayash Ilum. So I saw this. I think I saw this. The Lekach Halavuv. Could be a mistake. Could be I saw it from Moshe Wolfson. I don't remember where I saw this. Yes, an unbelievable question, and it brings out a point. All of a sudden, Chein Ha'am Einei Mitzrayim. Originally, when they came to Mitzrayim, it says Vayakutsu b'nei Yisrael. They were thorns in the eyes of the Egyptians. The hatred that the Mitzri had for the Jew was off the charts, beyond description. The Torah is very precise in its choice of words, and the Torah says Vayakutsu mipnei b'nei Yisrael. They utterly detested the Jewish people. If you utterly detest a person, all of a sudden, Chain, I love you. Chain is a sin. I'm not talking about charlatans. We're talking about, the Torah says Chain, it means they really loved the Jewish people when they left and they gave them all their property. So what's the pshat? How can it go from Yikotze la Kotze? How can you go from a state, dealing with mamish, the two extremes, to detest a person, Vayakutsu? And all of a sudden, Vashem Nosan Eschenon. Here it says, Vahashem Nosan Eschenon. chain is something which Hashem gives. Every person or everyone has different tastes. Some people, you like this Haggadah, you like that Haggadah. Some people like to live in Brooklyn, some people like to live in Florida, some like to live here, like to live there. Everyone, you like this color car, like that color car, you like that. Everyone has a certain approach. Chain is something which Hashem gives a person. It's not logical, it's a gift. If someone likes you, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you the gift of chain. And that's what you see here, because Alderach HaTeva, Alderach HaTeva Yekutsu. And yet, Vashem Nos Neschein, when you put on your table your best, your finest kelim, most beautiful things, this is a zecher for this incredible phenomenon. The Hashem Nosan as Chain Ha'am Yenei Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the gift of Chain. Now it's very interesting to note that all of our Chagim, well not all, the Shalosh Regalim are all built on Chain. What do I mean Chain? How many how many days are there of Sukkot? 8 days. Ches. There are 7 days of Sukkot, and then we have Bayom Hashmini Atzeres Tiyalachem. Ches. Pesach and Shavuos, that's represented in the number 50. Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach. What is 50? Nun. So the Shalosh Regalim, Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, capture Ches, and Pesach and Shavuos is the Nun. Pesach is the beginning, and then 50 days after Pesach, we count Sfira, we link Shavuos, which is 50 days, to Pesach. Nun. Ches Nun. Ches Nun is Schein. Vahashem Nosan, Schein. Hashem gave us Shalosh Parmashana, Yiroer Kol Zechurcha, Es Pnei Hashem Elokech. It's like Zeh Keneged Zeh. When a person comes and shows his face, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocates with Chayin. Vashem Nasnas Chayin Ha'am Be'enei Mitzrayim. The Shalosh Regalim are captured in the letters Ches Nun. And that is, what is Chayin? Grace, Matnas Chinam. You like a person because you like him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes Klal Yisrael because he likes us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the nations of the world to like us. He just makes it that they like us. And when you put on your table those beautiful kelim, there's no reason. There's nothing you can't explain. Why do you like this person? Why did this person marry that person? Everyone comes to the wedding. He married her? She married him? What in the world? How many times have you asked this question? Yeah. What in the world did he see in her? Awesome. And what in the world did she see in him? Right? How many times? Okay, you don't never would say this. Chassid Shalom, never would say this. But I mean, this has all happened to us. We all come, and yet they're happily married. It's like, wow. Teretz is chayin. It's chayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts chayin in a person. It's not something which can be defined. There is no science. No one can explain this. There is no rhyme or reason. And that is the most incredible thing. And that is the almost gilui that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he runs the world, he causes things to happen the way he wants. It's all done with this idea of chayin. And that's what you are remembering when you put the most beautiful kelim on the table. Vahashem nosan es chayin ha'am b'yenei Mitzrayim. Okay, really, really have time. Let me see if anything else will be here to say. I was end up with one short idea. Okay, very, very, very. I don't know, just a little short idea of Rabbi Huda Hayinasalim Simonim. That Tzach Hadash Ba'achav. Why do you give? What's the purpose of giving? He gave Simon also for Lechem upon him. What's the purpose of giving Simonim? That Tzach. So some say the reason why to tell us, don't confuse. This is simple shot. Don't confuse the order of the Makos with the order of the Makos in Tehillim. In Sefer Tehillim, David HaMelech also he lists the Makos, but they're in a different order. And there's a whole calculation, why are they in a different order? So we have an order that's in the Torah, and we have the order of the Makos in Sefer Tehillim. So when it comes to the Seder, on the one hand, a person would be inclined to commemorate the 10 Makos at the Seder like David. because since the Seder were giving Shevach v'Hoidah to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and David HaMelech is the one who has taught us how to give the Noim Zmiros Yisrael to give Shevach v'Hoidah, if you would ask the average person, you would say, if you want to enumerate the Asar Makos by the Seder, since the Seder is a time of Hallel, so enumerate them the way David HaMelech enumerates them, which is a different order. Why his order? That's another shmooze, why he gave his order. Along comes Rabbi Yehuda, Hoyenoysen Mohem, Simon, that's a mistake, that it's true, he gave Shevach v'Hoidah, but with the way it's ordered, the way we're going to enumerate thus the Makos in the Haggadah, Batzach, Adash, Vachav is the way it's listed. Okay, that is, I think, the most basic run-of-the-mill shot why we have the Rabbi Yehuda's, the function of Yehuda's Siman. And I saw another vart. That is, we all know this is a very, that everything that happens by the Haggadah is a template. And the Seder and the Yitzias Mitzrayim is just a template for the ultimate Geula, for Yemos HaMashiach. It's a microcosm of prototype. It's a microcosm of what's going to be later on the Yemos HaMashiach. In order to make sure a person gets the message, you get the point, he says he thinks there was dam. He thinks the dam that happened at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim was finished, done and complete. It was just the beginning. It was just the dalet. There's more to come. There's a mem to come. You think that the tzardeya, that's it, it's over. In the big picture of things, of Yemos HaMashiach, of the Geula Shleima, there's going to be nochamol tzardeya. Will it be mamash tzardeya, or is it going to be more of a concept of what it represents? It was just the beginning. It was just a tzadi. You have all the other letters of the tzardeya yet to come to this world. And the same thing with all of the other makos. He takes the first letter of the 10 makos to tell us, don't think that Yitzias Mitzrayim was the end. Yitzias Mitzrayim was just the tip of the iceberg. That tzach adash bi'achav.
But if that's the case, he could have taken the order of David HaMelech and he could have given us an abbreviation in that order.
There's another pshat! He's mixing up the pshatim!
No.
David HaMelech, over there, forget about David HaMelech. Let's just focus on the 10 makas. The 10 makas. Why does he have to help us? Why does he have to give us the 10 makas?
So no, I understand. Okay. Fine, that's fine.
It's a very nice idea to remind us this is just that Tzach HaDashcham is just the beginning. So one more word I want to about the Dayenu. I've got to tell you this last time. Dayenu. Ilu, there are two Dayanus linked together. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbos and did not, if HaKadosh gave us the Mon, V'loi Nosalanu Es HaShabbos. Why, what's the link between Ilu Nosalanu Es HaMon, V'loi Nosalanu Es HaShabbos? What's the connection between the Mon and Shabbos? The very nice thought I saw is that the Mon, what was the Mon? The Mon came from Shemayim. It's a Dover Ruchni. But we ate it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu transformed Ruchnius into Gashmius. What is Shabbos? Shabbos, when you take Gashmius, and you say your Shabbos Suda, and you use the Gashmius as a means to, you elevate the Gashmius. If HaKadosh Baruch gave us the Mon, and didn't give us the Shabbos, meaning HaKadosh Baruch gave us the Koyach to transform Ruchnius to Gashmius, no, Dayenu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kind, us, gave us something even better. The power to take Gashmius, Shabbos. What is Shabbos? Well, you take Gashmius and you elevate Gashmius into Ruchnius. So that's why the two go together. The two of them both, where you're transforming Ruchnius to Gashmius, but which order? One is Ruchnius to Gashmius. Shabbos is Gashmius to Ruchnius.
Which is why... Goyim can't keep Shabbos because Goyim don't understand this concept.
Right, exactly. Of elevating Gashmius to
Gashmius.
One more quick
var. Exactly.
Okay, two more quick varloch came to mind very quick. Why do you open the door? Psichas Adelos. Elio Hanavi. Okay, so there are many, many, many pshat in why you open the door. But why do you have to go to the door, open the window, or. You can say Shrecha.
I'm to climb into the window.
Okay, like then. Okay, Eliyahu Hanavi. Okay, you're right. It's Pashas Eliyahu Hanavi. That's really in Yannick Kabbalah. You open the door, Eliyahu Hanavi. Who's still opening the door, Eliyahu Hanavi? Who says, okay, in a Hanami, I am Paramatar. But one nice idea is when we begin to recite Shrech HaMoscha, right before, that's the midpoint of challah. We say half a challah before the Suda, and the other half a challah after the Suda. The first half challah focuses on the past. It's clear. Read the challah. It's all about Yitzias Mitzrayim. The second half challah focuses on the future. Focuses on L'Asalava Yimos HaMashiach. When you come to that point in time, a person's really guilty. You're coming now to read the part of challah that focuses on Yimos HaMashiach. Why hasn't Mashiach come? What has taken so long? It's already Hey Alafim, Tov Shin, Ayin Beis, and Mashiach is not here. What's going on here? You're about to read the Kapilachim Tehillim that give halal about Mashiach. Heretz says, we're no different than the Eved Ivri. Avod Min Lefara. We've been slaves to Impara. And indeed now a Suda. And you know why Mashiach hasn't come? Because because it's a confession. We admit that we're guilty. The reason why Mashiach hasn't come is because we love being slaves to Para. I want to be here a slave by Para forever. I'm not interested in going out in Mashiach. I'm afraid of Mashiach. I'm happy here in Golis, in America. Would just like the Eved Ivri after 6 years, they're not going to leave. And what do you do to the Eved Ivri after 6 years? Doesn't want to leave? You're a Nirtza. And what do you do to a Nirtza? You take him to the door. You open the door, you take him to the mezuzah, and you bore a hole in his ear. When you open up the door, right before you begin to read the second half of Hallel, you know what you're doing? You're confessing, I'm no worse than the Nirtza. The Golis, I just read about my servitude. Avod mi mufaro, and now I'm about to read about Yimos HaMashiach, and still not here. It's because I'm not the Nirtza. I love being a slave.
Years of the 6,000.
Well, I don't think it'll go that far, but we're the same. I deserve coming to the door to have my ear bored into the doorpost. Last thing is Echad Miyodea. Okay, let me just conclude with a very short word. I like this one. This is appropriate for the end of the Haggadah. Echad Miyodeh, the end of the Haggadah really is the Chagadiyah, or the Shir HaShirim, but we have over here Echad Miyodeh. What is the last one of Echad Miyodeh? What? Shloisha Osar Midaya. The Shloisha Osar Midos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Kel Erech HaPayim Rav Chesed Yanis, right? The third Midos. The midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud Gimel midos Rachamim. But there's something else that's really alluded to 13. 13 is the gematria of Echad. Echad is 13. The first thing we say is Echad Miyodeh. Why with 13? Why not go weiter? For Echad Miyodeh, Echad Elokeinu Shebashamayim V'aretz. What's the? Let me take a step back. Why do you say Adon Olam Davening? So here in the Young Israel, they say that Olam at the end of Davening. When davening is over on Shabbos, what do they do when davening is over? They sing Adon Olam and Yigdal. Why? So the few of the last strongholds that still sing Adon Olam when Yigdal when davening is over, because you recognize you haven't even begun to daven. You think you're sitting for 3 hours and you've come in Malachim. I start with Adon Olam and now I've been here for 3 hours in Shul and I'm Amish and Malach. Say Adon Olam again. You haven't even begun to daven. You think you sat here in shul for 3 hours and you're a tzaddik. You don't even go back to the beginning. Adon Olam, you haven't even begun. Same thing, you go through the whole Seder, or you go through the whole Seder is Echad Miyodea. That's the whole Seder. The whole Seder is all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Echad Elokeinu Shebashamayim V'aretz. And through the Seder, there are many steps. You go through many steps, higher, Shnayim, Shloisha, Abo, all these beautiful things. You come to the end. The end is the Midos of Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's the Yod Gimel Midos Rachamim, but they're all the Yod Gimel Midos Rachamim of 13. And 13 is, why is it 13? Because 13 is Vigmatria Echad. And all goes back to the beginning of Echad Miyodeh. It's like a cycle. Just like you start Olam and you end Olam, you start with Echad and you end with Echad. You end with Echad in the form of the Yod Gimel Midos Rachamim, but it's the same Echad, and that really is what the whole Haggadah is all about. You think you start, you think you've accomplished something, you haven't even started, you're always going back to the beginning. Okay, I wish you all a Chag, Kosher V'Sameach. Yirat Hashem again, we'll learn on Monday at 10 o'clock. Bli Neder. Chakoshev Smech. Take care.
Enjoy. Service in your family.
Amen. Thank you.